Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say.
See you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator.
That's what everybody's saying, 720 WGN. Thanks for tuning in this Friday afternoon, 411. John Landecker at his job. Why alligator music? Because we got alligator people. We have Frank Alligator Rob with us. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Howdy, sir. Good, sir. Thank you for having me.
I see that you have Frank Alligator Rob with alligator with quotation marks around it. I assume that means that it's not your actual real name.
No, sir. I reckon that's a nickname. Yeah. It's a critter I kind of like a lot, so it works out pretty good.
I like that. A critter I kind of like a lot. So you're the guy that everybody associates with Chance the Snapper, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I came up there and caught him there in Chicago. And down here, I'm associated with alligators by all sorts of names, so it's all good.
Yep. Where are you?
I'm in Florida, in Cocoa, Florida, just beside the Kennedy Space Center.
And I maybe should have known this, but you came all the way up here just to get that whatever was in the water, so to speak.
Yes, sir. Yeah, when you can save something's life, it's worth the trip.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely worth the trip.
No doubt. Well, I suppose the story behind that, we can wait for another time, but and perhaps some people already know it, but I find that extremely interesting that you traveled all the way from Florida to help them. Yeah.
So you don't
have to call me sir, by the way.
It's a habit, buddy. I used to get slapped when I was a kid when I didn't say that. So
I'm not going to slap you, and I don't bite, okay?
It's meant as respect, I promise.
Oh, I understand that. I'm not complaining about the respect aspect. So you have a new book. What's the name of the book?
Yes, sir. It's called Our American Alligator. It pretty much covers everything you ever wanted to know about alligators in general, from general information, anatomy, physiology, safety myths, and... It has in a chapter questions, built-in glossary terms and references and everything else. It's got everything you ever wanted to know about the American alligator in one spot.
What's the biggest, you said myth, what's the biggest myth?
You hear all kinds of crazy ones, like you can get away from running zigzags and they can't back up, and you hear all these crazy things all the time. And, you know, my family and I, we have more than 50 years of experience.
Oh.
Working with, researching, and catching these animals. So we see things all the time that most people, even people who, you know, might have a doctorate in front of their name, don't see. So it's been our family's work for quite a while.
Didn't realize that alligators were the family business, but that's very nice. Now, I read here that you think that most of the things in the book, not all of them, but fit the federal science standards for 5th to 9th grade. Right?
Yes, sir. They sure do. Yep. Tried to directly fit them to that so it would work in the classroom, or, you know, anybody that wanted to look at it could learn something from it and then apply it later on and make sure you gathered the correct things from it.
Well, obviously, anything that helps anybody learn anything this time around is more than appreciated. How can folks get the book?
They can go to my website, alligatorrob.com or ears.com. It's EEARSS, which is Environmental Education Awareness, Research, Support, and Services. And even if they don't want a book, I'm trying to start this nonprofit, which is the nonprofit. If they want to go on there and donate a buck or two, that would make a big difference in getting this thing off the ground.
Awesome. Thanks for being with us, and the best of luck to you, Frank. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. But can we just, thank you, but can we just get rid of this sir thing, please? That's Frank Robb, you know, the guy who got the gator, so to speak. And the book is Our American Alligator. Well, I'm sure we all have had our childhood. We've had our experience with our favorite toys. But have we ever thought about having them in the Toy Hall of Fame? Nominations for the Toy Hall of Fame are coming up. And we'll tell you what those are in just a couple of minutes. Right now, let's check the traffic and the weather with Mary.